Owls have been so pervasive this year that most people have a story or two about them. Something in the wild truth of their lives affects us deep in our bones, and something in their yellow eyes makes such a connection when we see them that we feel an electric sensation when our eyes meet. Small wonder that they're the subject of so many splendid poems. Mary Oliver writes in her lovely book, Owls and Other Fantasies, the poem, White Owl Flies Into and Out of the Field. Coming down out of the freezing sky with its depths of light, like an angel or a Buddha with wings, it was beautiful and accurate, striking the snow and whatever was there with a force that left the imprint of the tips of its wings 5 feet apart, and the grabbing thrust of its feet, and the indentation of what had been running through the white valleys of the snow. And then it rose gracefully and flew back to the frozen marshes to lurk there like a little lighthouse in the blue shadows. So I thought, maybe death isn't darkness after all, but so much light wrapping itself around us, as soft as feathers, that we are instantly weary of looking and looking and shut our eyes, not without amazement, and let ourselves be carried, as through the translucence of mica, to the river, that is without the least dapple or shadow. That is nothing but light, scalding, aortal light, in which we are washed and washed out of our bones. That was Mary Oliver's poem, White Owl Flies Into and Out of the Field. Last week I got an email from David B. Johnson in Buffalo Grove, Illinois, with another lovely poem, his titled, Great Gray Owl. David explains, the great gray owl has been a totem in my life, and it's my all-time favorite bird in North America. I once had an anthropomorphic dream of one landing in a yard and turning into a child and walking into a home. Wonder what that means. I could sit by a roadside and watch these gorgeous creatures hunt and fly forever. A few years ago, Dave wrote a lovely poem about great grays, which he's kindly allowing us to share today, Great Gray Owl. A plunge hole betrays your presence, etched in the snow, temporarily written above the massacre below, a red-backed sacrifice. Far away spectral eyes and bright white bow tie betray your presence along a deep wooded edge, a thunderhead of feathers, dappled lichen gray and brown feathers, an out-of-focus mass of webs wide and soft blend with the aspens, clenched fists on a sawtoothed limb, piercing eyes, embedded gold jewels in radial circles, trolling the open field, parabolic sensors zoning. A raven croaks, piercing the silence, focused on the labyrinths below, tunnels with sounds. Ignoring the raven, you dive for the next catch in the snowy pool below. That was David B. Johnson, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds. Mm, 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 mm.